grabbed him by the legs and we put him up on the table.
Well, I didn't see the actual person, so it's going to be very hard to describe that, and I am in rather a state of shock.
I gave him a pair of rosary beads, which are from Ireland, I told him, and he looked straight up, and I was wondering what this meant.
I took his Rosie had the gun clamped down on his hand, holding it so that he couldn't move it, and I took it out of Rosie's in his hand and handed it to Rafer Johnson.
I was about six people behind Senator Kennedy in the very big mass
going
through
the microphone,
exit
Mr. Uno.
From the kitchen right off the stage.
I got a little frightened to see him looking straight up, but he looked at me.
He is in custody, Hill.
Oh, yes, he's in custody. We turned him over to the police. They manacled him there and took him away.
And all of a sudden, there were a lot of cameramen seemed to be there who were taking pictures, and there were a great many flashbulbs. All of a sudden, there were just a great many in a row, and I saw Kennedy fall, and I just thought it couldn't be true. It just couldn't.
I said, the act of contrition, I'm a Roman Catholic. A Roman Catholic is trained to do this in the case of any serious accident. I said to the president, the act of contrition, slowly and audibly, and he heard it. I'm sure of it. He was breathing. He's alive. Please God.
And then I just kind of backed up and stood there. I'm really sorry.
I said to him, Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And with that, he took my hand in the rosary beads and tightened.
I have a short announcement to read, which I will read at this time. Senator Robert Francis Kennedy died at 1:44 a.m. today, June 6, 1968. With Senator Kennedy, at the time of his death, were his wife, Ethel, his sisters, Mrs. Stephen Smith, Mrs. Patricia Lawford, brother-in-law, Mr. Stephen Smith, the sister-in-law, Mrs. John F. Kennedy.
It's going to be a long time gone.
I need a peace to be alone. A peace to be alone.
Time is a long, 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 long time before the dawn.
Dog. Yeah.
WMUCFM College Park.
I always thought I'd live in a house with a dog and some kids and some slaves. Mad at the door that said welcome, a sign on the fence that said private home, not enter, and I'd never compromise. Talking, talk about what you want, the travel, the fighting, pictures in the paper, the killing and campaigning. The sign on your door says populism, yeah, yeah. Oh, you tell me not to compromise, you tell me that you'll change, you promise and you promise, but what you want, you get what you want. Promise and you promise, you promise and you promise. But oh, I'm so good with compromising. I'm so good with compromising. I'm so good with compromising. We have no private life. You give up nothing. I give up everything. You give up nothing. We have no private life. You give up nothing. I give up everything. You give up nothing.
Backseat driver from America. They drive to the left on Falls Road, and the man at the wheel's name is Seamus. We pass a child on the corner, he knows. And Seamus says, now what chance has that kid got? And I say from the back, I don't know. He says there's barbed wire at all of these exits, and there ain't no place in Belfast for that kid to go. And it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, it's a hard life wherever we go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then the hard life is all that they'll know. Chicago, a fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children, and he's the only trash here I see. And I am thinking this man wears a white hood in the night when his children should sleep. But they'll slip to their windows and they'll see him. They'll think that white hood's all they need. And it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, it's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then the hard life is all that they'll know. 60s, and dreams could be held through TV with Disney and Cronkite and Martin Luther. And I believed, I believed, I believed. Now I'm a backseat driver from America, and I am not at the wheel of control. Cause it's a hard life wherever you go. Has anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? Read a lot of people, but it seemed a good die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? Read a lot of people, but it seemed a good die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Has anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? Feed a lot of people, but it seems I just looked around and he's gone. Didn't you love the things they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good in you and me? And we'll be it's gonna be one day. Yeah. Is anybody here seen my old friend Bobby? Can you tell me where he's gone? Thought I saw him walking up over the hill with Abraham and Martin and John.
WMUC-FM College Park. You've been listening to Dave's Record Collection. Sending in for Punk Punk Goose and about to sign off for today. And thank you for listening. The last segment was... Voices of Freedom. Leaving off there with Patti Smith with Dream of Life. America, Prince and the Revolution. Before that, the Kennedys gave us Can't Kill Hope with a Gun from Evolver. Stars and Stripes Forever, Ramatam. In April came the dawning of the Red Suns. That was 1973 release. Emmylou Harris and the Nash Ramblers. It's a Hard Life Wherever You Go. Abraham, Martin, and John. A medley of those tunes. From the Bloody Bloody Andrew...
Care to Stop Violence is a campus resource housed in UMD's University Health Center. The CARE office provides free, confidential advocacy and therapy services for survivors of sexual assault, relationship violence, stalking, and sexual harassment. Survivors and their supporters can make an appointment with a trained advocate or call our 24/7 hot crisis line to speak to someone right away. Additionally, we work to empower the campus community to prevent power-based violence through educational presentations, events, and outreach activities. Learn more about our available services and programs by visiting health.umd.edu/care.